Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hello, everyone. Today, I want to talk about making time for dreaming. Remember when we were in school and teachers would leave notes for our parents on report cards that said, she's daydreaming too much, in her head, all those kind of things? Well, I'm telling you that that's a great way to manifest. So let's talk about this. First off, so often nowadays, we are so busy all the time. And when we're not busy, then we're playing on our phone, right? We don't like to be alone with our thoughts so much. And that can be detrimental when it comes to manifesting, because a lot of clients come to me because they're not happy in their life, but they can't figure out what it is that they want. They can't find their dream, basically. And seriously, today's dreams are tomorrow's realities. So think about it. If you never daydream, if you never think about, wow, what could be next, then you're constantly going to live in a stagnant now. Everything will be, you know, all your money goes to pay your bills, and then you work, and then you know, the cycle never ends. And the thing about dreams is that you can dream it, embody it, put it on, use all your senses to visualize it. And if you're not happy with it, then you can change your mind. You can change that dream. So don't feel like there's pressure to have the perfect dream. There's not. In fact, I recommend really making time, like seriously, carve out time this weekend, tomorrow, tonight. Carve out time to figure out, if I could have anything, what would I want? And then daydream about what that might be. As a writer, I'm constantly dreaming up new stories, new series, and I always call it percolating. And if if you were around before Keurig machines, there used to be these coffee pots with a little glass ball on top, and you could see the coffee going bloop, bloop, and it would percolate up into that. And that was how the coffee would brew, right? And that's what I think about when I'm dreaming up new story ideas and things, is that I am actually percolating these ideas. So they don't happen instantly. They don't happen overnight. And so it's really important that you make time for your ideas, for your dreams, to really take formation in your mind. So this percolating idea, keep sticking with that for now. But the percolating idea really is something you can do while you're walking. You can do it while you're sitting at the beach. You can journal. You can take dictation on your phone. If you can't stand to not use the phone, then turn on your recorder on your phone and just dictate your daydreams, or get the notes app, open that up and write down what you're thinking. Just jot down bullet point ideas. It doesn't have to be a novel, but ideas that your brain, that your subconscious can percolate on, right? So let it brew in your head until you finally get a vision. One day it will come together and you'll go, oh my gosh, that's what I want. And once you have that, then you grab onto it with both hands, because this is your next dream. And dreams, today's dreams, become tomorrow's realities. You can't make it a reality if you have no idea what it is, right? So it doesn't have to be exact. It can be general. I would like more joy in my life, more friends in my life, more love in my life. But as you percolate on that idea, if I had more friends, what would I do? and think up some activities, some places you would go. Because once you do that, you can start going to those places and doing those things now. And then you're going to meet other people who are also doing those things. And next thing you know, you have friends with the same interests and you're building, you're manifesting this friend group, right? So that's how it starts. But you can't start it if you don't carve out a little me time. And in that me time, don't play solitaire on your phone. Instead, get a pen and start jotting down ideas. Or just sit in silence, meditate. Sit at the beach and watch the tide come in or watch a sunset. And while you're doing that, let your brain dream up, let it percolate what this next idea might be. What would your future look like? Think of simple things like, imagine if I got my passport, where would I go? When we think about things like that, your brain just comes up with all these great ideas. Write them all down and see which one really resonates with you. And then allow that to brew in your head. Allow it to percolate and until it is a clear goal that you would like to manifest into your life. Once you have that, nothing will stop you from getting it. All right. Remember, the universe is going to meet you halfway. You don't have to do all the work. You have to know what you want and why you want it. So figure that out. Really boil it down to what you really want and why you need it in your life. That's all it takes. The universe will put all the other pieces into place for you. All right. Super exciting. So I am sending you all the best vibes for your percolating sessions. Let me know how it goes. There's a contact sheet in the show notes. I'd love to hear how your ideas are coming together. All right. And if you would like to work together, I would love to support you on this journey. And that link is down below. Also, just schedule a Q&A Zoom and we can talk about it and figure out what you want and how I might be able to help. Sending you guys the best vibes. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.